gentlemen, we've reached a point in our public hearing where it's time for our, in our meeting where it's time for our public hearing. We're delighted that you're with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. And speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my right and your left, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted in the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The proceedings are being broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. There is a 30-second delay between what occurs live in this room and what is broadcast on the internet. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present and everyone participating virtually is invited to stay throughout the commission's meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance or participating virtually must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. For those of us here in this room, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. For testimony from people here in this room, supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. We will start with folks present in this room, and then we will ask to hear from people participating remotely through the call-in number. Because there is a 30-second delay, we will pause the hearing to allow the internet broadcast to catch up for people watching online and wanting to participate by phone. For those of you here on the premises who wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We just need the name and place of residence from anyone speaking on the phone. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, we thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, before we begin, I just want to let you know that it's part of our ongoing effort at intergovernmental coordination that the Delaware Department of Transportation has very graciously sent us three experts this evening. That would be Mr. Stephen McCabe, Mr. Tom Markenbrow, and Mr. Brian Behrens. They are here to assist the commission. They will answer questions that the commission has. They are neither for nor against any application. They are here solely as a resource, and if you might have a question, you will have the opportunity to direct that question to us, and then if we feel like it needs to be answered, we'll direct that question to them. So we thank you for being here and appreciate your time this evening. All right, our first public hearing is change of zone number 1953, Brazier Holdings, LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.646 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northwest side of Lighthouse Road, which is Route 54, approximately 0.27 miles southwest of Zion Church Road, which is Route 20. The 911 address is 35131 Lighthouse Road, Selbyville, and the tax parcel ID is District 5. 33, map 19, parcel 13.02. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter that has been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the applicant's legal description. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response and a copy of the applicant's survey. I would note we've received zero comments in support or opposition. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? Okay, come on up. Okay, if you would give us your name for the record, and then you may have the floor.
Good evening. I'm Ray Blakeney. I'm with Plitco LLC. We're the engineering firm that will be assisting the Braziers with their expansion should the rezoning go through.
My name is Heather Brazier. I am the wife of Vice President Justin Brazier.
All right. Thank you. Well, you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything else you wish to present?
We pull it down.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Thank you. We are seeking a rezoning of the property located between our current business, which is zoned C1, and Peggy and David's home. The property we are seeking to rezone is owned by Brazier's Holding, which is David and Peggy Brazier, and is leased to Brazier's Carpet Care Incorporated. It is currently zoned AR1, and we wish to have it be C2. We are seeking a rezone for this to build an 80 by 100 storage facility. Due to the new development in our area and the increase in volume of production, we have outgrown our current building. By adding this, we would be able to purchase padding and chemicals in bulk, which means we could get them at a discounted rate. Currently, we have two high-top sprinters that do not fit in our current garages. The building we plan to build would be able to accommodate those vehicles in addition to our two vehicles we have for estimates. We need a climate-controlled room to store rugs and cushions that are awaiting delivery, along with the rugs we store for our customers. We currently employ 14 full-time employees, and we seem to grow every day.
And I would only add that this business has existed there for almost 40 years. The existing business is zoned C1. The business is growing, needs to expand, and they just want to bring the zoning in line with what's existing. We have, in addition to submitting for the rezoning, we've had initial contact with DLDOT for a letter of no contention, and we've had a preliminary meeting with Sussex Conservation District for stormwater management.
All right, thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
No, straightforward.
Mr. Hopkins?
No questions.
Okay, Ms. Mungay?
I just want something for clarification on the record. It is currently C1.
Correct.
Yeah.
The partial commercial, yes.
I have no questions, thank you.
Sure. Mr. Mears?
No questions, sir.
Okay.
None for me,
thanks.
None for you? Okay.
I would like to add, too, that I know that they need to expand because I lug my rugs there.
Thank you, we appreciate it.
There you go. All right, well, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1953, Brazier Holdings, LLC? Is there anybody here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1953? Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to change of zone number 1953, Brazier Holdings, LLC?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Ashley on the line. Ashley, your line is open.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I'm an employee of the Sussex County, just passing the line.
And we thank you, Ashley. We can hear you loud and clear. Thanks.
Okay.
Operator, is there anyone else? Yeah, we have to do it. Have to test the line. Is there anyone else standing by that would like to speak?
If there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. There is no one else who would like to speak.
All right, we thank you. Any other commissioners have any questions?
Thank you.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.